Tonight, God gave us his son. This is what we're going to talk about. The incarnated revelator. The incarnated revelator. What is a revelator? A person who makes a revelation. In other words, God, Jesus, was concealed. He was revealed. Prophet, the prophets of the Old Testament, and they talked about a coming Messiah, a Redeemer, and they prophesied that one would come, and they did that for a number of years, hundreds of years. But about 2,000 years ago, what they prophesied has been what? Revealed. Has come forth. And Isaiah, during his time on the earth, he prophesied these words. This is what he said. And you find it in Isaiah 7:14, King James. This is what he said. Therefore, the Lord himself, who? Shall give you a sign. Not somebody else, but the Lord himself shall give you what? A sign. Behold, a what? A virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name, what? Emmanuel. Emmanuel. And I don't have this in the note, but turn with me, I believe it's Luke. Luke chapter. I get there and then I'll tell you. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 126, I believe, where I'm going. Let me make sure I'm right. Listen to this, and I'm coming right back. Luke 6, it says, this is Luke writing this account. And it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. Now watch. And a virgin name was who? Mary. Angel came and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled, and at his sayings, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not. What did the angel say? Fear not, Mary, for thou art what? Thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt do what? Conceive in thy womb and bear a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. And shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. See, she asked the question. He answered this. How this going to happen? I'm not even married yet. I'm just engaged. I don't know a man. Well, how this going to happen? He answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called who? Son of God. Behold now your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is her sixth month with her. This is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Isaiah prophesied this hundreds of years before this transpired. And now here it's been fulfilled. Here we are 2,000 years, some 2,000 years later, rejoicing in this fulfillment of God's promise to the earth, what he would do. And ever since this promise one has come to the earth and fulfilled all of God, all of the will of God for humanity, for mankind, we have had all kind of interruption, distraction, deception, doubt, unbelief, all kind of things the enemy have done the best to keep us from receiving this full revelation of truth. Why Jesus came, what would happen when he showed up, what took place, and what is now. And he's constantly trying to bring doubt, unbelief, fear, trying to bring all kinds of uncertainty in our lives in every aspect. Amen. Be it physical, be it financially, be it family, be it social, be it spiritual, be it whatever. He's constantly trying to throw some kind of doubt. And if we don't grab this, and thank God for our forefather that did grab this truth and made sure it got to this generation. If we don't grab this truth, lay hold on this truth, and practice it, walk in the light of it, he will derail this, but he can't. That's the good news. That's why we have our prayer line. That's why we do what we do. I know other people doing things, but he's not going to derail this. He don't have the ability. He don't have the power. He's been derailed himself. Amen. And so we need to become assertive with confidence. No matter what is said to us, no matter what we come in contact with, are you hearing me tonight? We need to become fully persuaded, stay fully persuaded, and move forward, and do not allow whatever come, because Jesus told us when he was here in flesh that these things would be. They would be.